So the Torah tells us, "Vosuvaru eish b'chol moshvosechem," not to kindle a fire on the Shabbos. And what the prohibition entailed has changed over the generations. That's the greatness of Judaism, that the principles are forever. The principles were given in Har Sinai, but the application is obviously going to change depending on the reality. So the original Vosuvaru Eish is, I guess the Boy Scouts, sticks and stones, they used to do it. They created a fire, and that's why Adam Harisho Motzoi Shabbos, he made the first fire. Morea Eish, I think the Medrash says he put rubbed stones together, however it went. And that's the way it was for a while. And then until Thomas Edison came along with the light bulb. So there was a whole discussion about how do you define, up until the light bulb, there was nothing to discuss. What is heat? What's a fire? It gives off heat or light. That's what a fire is, the definition of a fire. It gives off heat and light, and it consumes. So it had both qualities, giving off heat or light, and it consumes. So there was no nafkamina. That's the way it was defined, because it had both. Because a regular fire has both. But the nafkamina is when Thomas Edison created the light bulb. So we still have, again, incandescent light bulb burning filament. So that, on one hand, that gave off light and heat, but it wasn't something that consumed. Or, it was minimized consumed within the bulb. So the question was, is that included in the prohibition of Eish? So, when electricity came out, the light bulbs, so there was much discussion. But the Avnei Nezer actually has a interesting shtickle where he wants to discuss, he wants to say, so how do you know what it is? It's something that's not consumed. Is that still have as? Is it enough just to give off heat and light, or also has to be able to consume? So he wants to bring a raya that a light, whether he says it about a light bulb or not, but he says it by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vasne Bo'er Ve'esh Ve'enu Uchal, that we see the Torah calls it an esh, it's a light and it's not consuming. So we see from the Sneh that a light bulb then has a din of esh, because it's no different than the Sneh. Right, so then we had the light bulb, there was the Gemara talks about Gachela Shel Mateches, a metal glow. So in the incandescent light bulbs, the fire burning filament. And then there's a whole debate in terms of the poskim. Let's say you have using electricity without light. So you have the Chazon Ish about Bona. Others say it's Makav Patish, Molid, or Shlomo Zalman. Maybe it's just the minig is not to do it. Whatever it is, everyone agrees you can't turn on lights on Yom Tov. The question is this, why? Is it Me'ikar Adin? Because when they first came out, I think the Aruch HaShulchan held from turning lights on Yom Tov because he felt it had status of a pre-existing flame already. On Yom Tov you could turn on. But today we, as the electricity went on, we see it was just a mistaken in terms of how he defined it. Then we have the whole question with the refrigerators, opening up the fridge, the light going on or the motor going on. And today with the modern day fridges, you have with the no frost fridges, so you have the thermostats, you have many different issues going on with the refrigerators. And those are all, present day discussions. But in terms of getting into all the halachas of psikresha, davashenu mischavin, opening the door, no frost refrigerators, because they deal with gachela shel mateches, they're actually having a burning, you're burning the fire inside or the thermostat decreasing the flow. So the poets can, you know, deal with these issues throughout the ages, and maybe we'll go back and revisit them. But tonight we want to focus on a newer technology. Those, you know, the Google Homes, Amazon Echo, popularly called Alexa. So voice activation. So generally we know Losasa Kol Melacha. We know that you have to do a Maisa on Shabbos to be Chayev Min HaTorah. So the question is a Dibor considered a Maisa? So we'll show how Dibor maybe isn't a Maisa, then we'll say maybe it is, and we'll take it from there. So we mentioned yesterday the Rush in Psachim writes there was a minig brought down that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Moshe, David, Yosef died late Shabbos afternoon. That's why we do Tzedek Hadin. We do Tzedkas Tzedek. It's a little Zman of Avelis, etc. But the Rush says that can't be right. That tradition can't be right because he learns out from the Medrash, Hayom, that on the day of his death, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. So clearly, if it was Shabbos, he can't write the 13 Sifrei Torah. Clearly, to that tradition about Moshe Rabbeinu dying on Shabbos does not exist, right? The Chasam Sofer says, no, we can Mayashev, because Moshe wrote the Sifrei Torah with the Shem HaMafurish. He wrote a Hashpas Kulmis, you know, with some type of metaphysical way. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was able, so he was able to say something and cause the letters to come together and form a Sefer Torah. We won't get into, you know, how it's a kosher Sefer Torah or not. But that's, so we see through his Dibor he created the writing. And yet the Chasam Sofer writes, we see it must not be a Malach on Shabbos because he was able to do it. So it seems to be at first glance it seems to be that, so that's Alexa. You tell Alexa talks and it creates an action. So perhaps Alexa should be, at least right now we're talking on the Torah level. We'll get to Drabbanan later, but we want to know, would one be Chayev Min HaTorah for using it? Is that considered a Maisa on the Torah level? So from the case of the Rush and the Chasam Sofer, it seems not. Also, there's another, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, which talks about trapping animals. It's an Issa Deraisa of Seda. You're not allowed to trap animals. And Rashi writes over there that when you do some Shem HaMafurish and you catch these scorpions and snakes, you trap them by paralyzing them. We see, obviously, the Gemara says it's mutter. That reminds me of the Shabbos Haggadah. That could be the source of it. That when the Jewish people went to bring the sheep out, so what happened? So, well, they told them the whole story and they were going to kill them. And what happened was they became, so to speak, paralyzed. They couldn't do anything. So again, so we see it was on Shabbos. Of course, it's Kodama and Torah, but we see they trapped, you know, they paralyzed the people. So we see it's not a problem. So again, it seems to be a raya that Alexa should be okay. Or the post can talk about that you can make a golem on Shabbos through speech. That's another raya. And the famous Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, with Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the Urim V'Tumim. So we know the Gemara goes to why they're called the Urim, why they're called the Tumim, and why they needed all the letters, because when the king wanted to use the Urim V'Tumim, he wanted to know what to do. So the king went in with the Kohen Gadol. So what actually happened? So Rav Yochanan's opinion is they just became boletus, they became protracted, they were sticking out, but you still had to decipher the code. Reish Lakish says they were mitzvahs. All the letters got rearranged by themselves. Again, so we see that when the king, you know, when they went in to do the Urim V'Tumim, through your speech, the letters were, so again, so that seems to be an example where your speech is creating an action. And yet we know David HaMelech himself did it, that he consulted the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos. So isn't that an Issa D'Raisa Kosev? But then we see that no, something which is accomplished through speech, it's not a malacha. So we have the Rayas from the Chasim Sofer and Rush by Sifrei Torah, the Gemara by paralyzing, the Gemara by Urim V'Tumim. It seems to be Dibor is not a Maisa. It seems to be, at least on the Torah level, maybe one would argue that Alexa is not an issue. That would be great. You could tell them to sing Zemiros on Shabbos. And you could tell them, you know, to do other things. So the question is that a problem or not? So the Achronim point out that no, it's not a good comparison. Rav Asher Weiss, other poskim, that say, no, that all these cases are meta halacha, meta natural. That not this isn't a natural way of doing something. It's gemala miderach hateva. So basically, it's like God's doing it. In other words, obviously, if God didn't want it to happen, I'm just saying the Shem HaMefurish, or the Urim V'Tumim. They're all metaphysical, so. The reason why it's not a problem is because I'm not doing anything. It's like you know, God is doing it. It's Melech HaShamayim. But if you set up a machine that works like this, and that's the way it works, so it's like turning a button on, and therefore it's like you're doing it, and therefore it's considered. So he's saying it's considered your action. We don't have a proof that it's not your action. He says we see all these proofs aren't good, but he wants to say, al pi svara, he thinks it's like a machine. Like just like you set up a machine, you press the button, it's considered you doing it. Machine shmura, it's considered that. So too over here. So he wants to say it's no raya that it's good. And he says misvara, he doesn't think it's good. And we could add, you know, it's not just misvara. The post can bring down that it's, we seem to have the Gemara to prove that Alexa is a problem. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Sadi Amebeis, Amachokis Rev Yochanan Reish Lokish. In general, Yechayev Makis, a good old fashioned whoopin. When you violate a lav, you know, when you violate an asay, so, you know, bisman, based on mikdash, you brought a karba and you do tshuva now. But you only get makis if you violate a lav, if you, by doing, you know, kum va'asay. If you went ahead and ate a cheeseburger, you went ahead and did something that was liable to makis and involved in action. So therefore, the classic case is muzzling an animal. You cannot let a, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. You're putting a muzzle on the animal, so you chayev makas. The question is, what about if you scream at the animal, and you're causing the same result as you would beforehand? You know, the same result that he's not able to do it. So Rav Shlokas says, you're putter. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And Rav Yochanan says, no, akimas piv have maisa. Uttering your lips is a maisa. It's compared to lav dechasima, and therefore you are chayiv makas. If that's the case, Tosis asks, so then we're in trouble. We just read Parashas Metzora, and we learned about Lashon Hara. So, Lashon Hara is a lot of akimas piv going on. So every time I talk Lashon Hara, how come I don't get makis? We assume it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, and there are no. Luckily, there is no makis. So how do we reconcile? So Tosis answers, when do we say your dibor akimas piv have maisa? That's only if through your speech it causes an action to happen. So over here, you're screaming at the animal, it's causing the animal not to eat. It's no different than having it the same result as the muzzle. So then we say akimas pir havei maisa. But in the case of lashon hara, it's akimas pir, but there is no maisa, there's no result happening, no physical result happening, and therefore it's not a problem. So we paskin like Rav Yochanan, akimas pir havei maisa, this seems to be the alexa. We're saying it's no different if we press the button and Alexa went on, or, and we're saying speaking is the same thing, as if the speech is leading to the same result as a Maisa, so then a speech is a Maisa. So it seems to be, Alexa could even, if it's your Maisa, it could be an Issa or Deraisa, depending what you're doing. You know, if you're telling Alexa to turn on an incandescent light bulb on Shabbos, so then that would be an Issa Deraisa then. It's like no different than you turning on an incandescent light bulb. And another raya they bring from a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about a chicken. You know, you see those where people singing the opera and they break glass. The Gemara talks about it with a chicken screaming. And someone's chicken screeching and the glass, and it causes damage to someone else's property. So the Gemara says, Mishalem Nezek Sholem. You have to pay the full restitution. Aye, the kasha is, but we have a general rule, Grama ben Nezikin is putter. If Grama ben Nezikin is putter, so how could I be Chayev Nezek Sholem? So the answer is, so what do we see? Obviously, Elavaden, it's not Grama. We see through the voice, the speaking of the chicken, if it's causing, just like if the chicken went over and kicked over the glass, you'd be Chayev Nezek Sholem, or he caused the damage physically, let's say, you Chayev Nezek Sholem. So too, if his voice creates the same result, Akimas Piv Havei Maisa. So that's another raya, that a voice activation is a problem, and if you talk to Alexa on Shabbos, you could potentially violate, and he does, and Alexa does something, not talking to Alexa something else, that you talk to Alexa to violate a biblical prohibition, so it's like you are doing the biblical prohibition. In fact, we have in the world of kashrus has expanded a lot throughout the years. Obviously, through modern technology, we have a lot more conveniences, but we have a lot more issues. There's a prohibition of pasakum, bishawakum. So in general, like the Svaridim are very machmir on bishawakum, but they're more lenient by pasakum. Pasakum is like, you need the food to live on and all of that back in the day. Now people don't want to eat carbs. Back in the day, that's all you ate. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch talks about even if you put in you throw in a splinter into the fire, it's considered your fire. And the Shulchan Aruch even says, "Im nafach be'esh have kachit," by you blowing on it, even it's considered like your fire. So we see even like, you know, even like a verbal thing, you know, it's like the chicken screeching. So to blowing on the fire, it's like your fire. See, the Rama, Ashkenaz is even mako on bishawakam this way. The Svaridim only take these kulas, like, you know, that's why the pyolite, the whole thing, that would work for Ashkenaz. But it's more problem, you know, well, pyolite is you have, you know, that's what we always have. But if you only had someone, in general, the Svaridim are much more machmir on bishawakam in terms of the coolage we rely on. So there was Tamachacham. He learned, he's in Lakewood. I guess he deals with Hashkacha. Yehuda Shane. And I think they call it the Shane maneuver. And he created a system where the problem is if you're in New York, L.A., Toronto, it's easy to find mashgichim. Let's say you're out somewhere, it's hard to find mashgichim. China, wherever you might be. So he worked out a system. He could turn on an oven with the phone. So in order to make it, the oven would go on when he pressed buttons on the phone. So is that considered Bishul Yisrael? So Rav OU accepts it. Rav Wuzner accepts it. The Rav Yashav, you know, there are some. It could be some Ashkachas don't like it for other reasons, or, but if you press OK, so if we're assuming, and like which we do, that we accept it, and then and Akimas Pivave Maisas, if you set up a system where you're talking to the phone and it goes on, that should work also. So again, so we see an example where speech equal action, and therefore, you know, and then the question is, how far do you take it? Do you take it in terms of? Do you take it even in both directions, a cool or chumra? In other words, let's say for machine matzah, machine shmur, machine matzah, so we accept hitting the, that was the whole debate when it came out in terms of the pros and cons of machine matzah versus hand shmura. But we accept, most accept, among the some Hasidim still don't. They don't eat hand shmura, but we assume machine shmura is good. So therefore, what about if you set up the machine through Alexa, you are some voice activation, and the machine went on. So if we're assuming that speech equal action, a speech that causes the same result as so then it should come out that that should be okay to turn on. Turn on the shmura, turn on the matzah. I guess the same way the lishma would be the same issue. I mean, lechor, and also the, and what about, I haven't heard anyone speak about it, but I'm saying based on the logical extreme, it would come out. We have to see lemais, and also let's say we assume that two days in Tosis, but we basically assume that if you have a fire on before Shabbos, you should blow it out and relight L'Shem Shabbos, because you need your own Maisa. So the effort should come out then if you tell Alexa, turn on the lights or turn on the fire. So if we assume if we assume electric incandescent lights work, which we do, so some even say, Rav Abadi says he has a tradition from Rav Aaron Cutler, even if it's non-incandescent lights, because you don't need an H for Friday night. This has to the Shalom Bayis issue. But let's assume incandescent, so it should come out then telling Alexa, if in other words, if telling Alexa on Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa, Chua Maisa, so it should come out then maybe you're able to use it before. I haven't seen anyone discuss it, but I'm just saying based on based on Svara, then it should be okay also. It should work in both directions. You know, that's how we'll know if they really hold from it. Because to say it's usher is easier. But to tell me you fulfill your mitzvah of machine shmura or lighting candles, then that's a step. That's a step of more conviction. Right? And let's assume, so we assume that obviously speaking to Alexa, that's kind of like, we assume that's direct. Right? So, because basically you're telling it and it's happening. So let's say you want to argue, not you, but if one wants to argue that it's indirect. I say I'm speaking to Alexa, and then it's going through indirect cause, and then it's a step in between. If one assumes that. So, which we don't. So what's, it could be problematic anyway. Because why? Because there's a... Because it's a Gemara in Baba Kama, and that's Samach HaMan Aleph, that if you light a fire and the wind blows it, so Grum, as we said, Grumim and Ezekin is Pater. Obviously, it's not a good thing to do, and maybe Midei Shamayim Yechayim, but Midei Adam Yepater. However, so we see if it's another, it's a, if it's another force causing the action, it's exempt. However, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, but by Shabbos, it's different. The Malachas Makshavis Asra Torah. By the Zeke and Grumma, even though we do assume Grumma is a Hetzer by Shabbos also, but in this case, it's a different, this is saying Malachas Makshavis L'chumra. In other words, because what do we see by the Malach of Zora? Winnowing. So you're throwing things up in the air that are causing things to like different parts to generate. So, and we assume Yechayev on Shabbos if you do that, even though you're just throwing it up in the air, and the rest is happening without you. Right. So the effort. So what? So Shabbos is different because Malachas Makshavis Asra Torah. And therefore, by even though it's a mutter by Nezikin or switching that mutter, be not chayev, but Shabbos will be different. Usually, as we'll get into, that usually that's a kula, since a davar she'eino mischaven, you didn't have kavana, you did it different than it was done in the Mishkan. It's a psik resha delonichle. All these different kolam are haterim. Usually, it's a reason to be mako. But all those sensors you walk by, or things that let's say different things going on without your knowledge, the heter is malachas makshavis because you're not interested. You don't want it to happen. But here you dafka is setting up a system where you want it. So therefore, by Shabbos is a problem. So we see, so therefore it seems to be Alexa's a problem, the voice activation. What about the next step? It's activated through thought, artificial intelligence. If, let's say we had a system, Alexa, I'm sure that would come, that'll be around. I don't have to say anything, I just have to think it. Is there a difference in halacha? Do I say, really, you have to divide a lav she yesh bo maisa is a maisa? Yet we're saying akima spiv have a maisa. Do I say makshava is also a maisa? Do we ever say makshava is a maisa? So where does it come up? So we know dibor is a maisa, we know already from Rav Yochanan. But Rashi in Parasha Bahaloska by the Mun, the Torah talks about the double portion on Friday because about baking and cooking, since you can't cook and bake on Shabbos. So the Das Akenim, the Moshe, the Das Akenim of Bali Tosfos seems to say, there's cooking going on. The question is, is a fundamental shaila, there was no fire with the man. Can you have cooking without fire? Because we know the Gemara says if you bishul bachama, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So either, as Rav Moshe seems to learn, because it's not the derech to cook that way, or if Shlomo Zalman says because there's no esh, there's no flame. My nafkamina is microwave ovens. It's an anissa deraisa. So that's what Rav Moshe spoke about, that if microwave becomes the derech, then it could be a deraisa. If that's the way people cook, even though, in general, microwave, you're not really doing cooking. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says it can never be, because there's no esh there. So you don't have, and that's also by Bishul Akum as well. That's one of the coolers by microwaves, is it's no esh. Number one is you're not really cooking in a microwave, you're just warming stuff up, and maybe Bishul Akum only applies if there's an esh. So, different, Sodom to be mekel by there as well. So Tosfos So Tosis writes there wasn't any cooking going on because he's assuming you need fire. But the Rambam, I think, Shita is that it is cooking. So one shaila is, do you consider it cooking or baking? But if you consider it cooking, so then how are you activating it? So the way Tosfos learns is the man came out piha dibor. How did the man come about? Through dibor. And he's assuming it couldn't fall on Shabbos. It had to fall Erev Shabbos. So Tosfos is assuming dibor is problematic, but he says b'makshava is okay. In saying if you could create the man through makshava, so then it wouldn't have been a problem. The only reason why it had to be done on Friday is because of dibor, because it al pi dibor. And what's the raya? There's a difference between makshava and dibor. The halacha is you could be mafresh truma on Shabbos. I mean, you can't be mafresh truma on Shabbos. It's us or al tikkun mana, right? So what about if I didn't do it before Shabbos and I want to do it b'makshava? So the halacha is it's mutter. So we see by truma, we see there's a chiluk between, you know, dibor or maisa and makshava, that generally speaking, you can't separate the truma, it's tikkun mana. But if you do it by makshava and you eat the other part, so we see it works. Again, we see a difference between makshava and dibor and maisa, right? And so why? But not all makshavas are mutter, because I think Rav Chaim Ozer writes that the halacha is you're not going to be makdish an animal on Shabbos. Why not? I'm just makdish it b'makshava. You know, let's assume you could be makdish it b'makshava. So what's the chiluk? How come you can't be makdish an animal on Shabbos? It seems to be working through makshava. Yeah, you can be makshiv, you can mafrish truma b'makshava. What's the distinction? So Rav Chaim Moses says the distinction is because being makdish an animal, what are you doing? You're causing a transfer of ownership. And therefore, so we're concerned about Shema Yechtov. Anytime you have to do an inventory, you have to count up. So anytime, it doesn't make a difference how it was done. If there's a transfer of ownership now, so we're worried. So we have a gzera of you might come to right. But by truma, it wasn't a din of, it's not a transfer of ownership, it's not a din of Shema Yechtov, because it's you're just doing it, it's just a matter of you're doing it b'makshava. It's not an issue of Shema Yechtov. You're being makshiv, but you're being with your mind. You're separating truma. So, according to this, it would come out. Voice technology is a problem, but in theory, if AI was developed through makshava, so it's not so simple that it would be. In fact, I think Rav Schechter says over when he went to Toronto for he went to speak one time, and I guess somehow they were telling him something that Rav Shlomo Miller, I guess he was talking, and maybe that was the topic he was talking about. And some people quoted Rav Shlomo Miller, you know, the one from Toronto. So he agreed, in theory, he agreed that b'makshava, really, AI, if lights go on b'makshava, b'yikar adin, it might be mutter. He said we'd have to usher it anyway, because it's in terms of the meta halacha of what Shabbos is going to turn into anyway. So he says we're never going to say it's a, even if from strictly speaking it's mutter b'yikar adin, but it's the meta halacha they never permit it because it'll change the whole tzura of Shabbos and it'll lead from one thing to another. But he's moda and like Rav Schechter as well that there is a, so obviously. There's a big difference, and obviously, I'm saying it. If we're assuming that thought AI is better, so then in a makam sarach, whether you're in the military or in the hospital, or anytime you have to do something mitzarach, then obviously you would do it b'makshava, and not because really, you know, Meikar did its mutter with its machmir, so that would play a major role into it. So, so let's summarize. You ready for the summary? So we discussed the different stages. It started off. It started off with Lozavaro Eish Bachol Moshe Vosechem Yom Hashabbos. It starts off with Adam Arishon, sticks and stones, the Boy Scouts, and then for a long time, that was the definition of fire. It was consuming and giving off light and heat until Thomas Edison came along. And therefore, you have something which gives off light and heat, but it's not consumed. But the Avnei Nezer writes it's still Eish, because we see the riot from the Sneh. And then also we had riots from the Gemara, Gachel Eshoes, a metal to glow. That's, you know, incandescent light bulb. That's a burning filament. And then we had, we didn't go into it today, but all the refrigerator issues, opening the door with the lights going on, the motor going on, the thermostat, causing Gachel Eshel Mateches. Then you have all the principles of Dover Sheinu Mischavin, Grumma, all the things in order to work out arrangements where you could open up your fridge, about walking through sensors. They all have to deal with them. We'd have to go into all the kolom of Hilcha Shabbos. But we focused on more the new technology of voice activation, and the new technology of Makshav, which is already out there, but it's not commercial yet. So the question was, can Dibor be considered a Maisa? So at first glance, we thought no, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. Your ladder caused people, and it wasn't considered Kosev when he wrote it with the Shem HaMefurash, or the Shabbos Haggadah, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You trap scorpions. It wasn't considered Seder because it was through Dibor. The Urim V'Tumim, it was Dibor. So we assume that a Dibor isn't a problem, Lex Utrubike. However, we said that's not true because that's all Meta Halacha. That's Maisa Hashem. So it's God doing it. But if you set up a machine, it's like you're doing it yourself. Al Pi Svara. But even more than Svara, we had the Gemara B'Matzia Dafsadi with Rav Yochanan screaming at the animal, Akimas Piv Havei Maisa. And therefore, could it causes a dibor? It causes an action as opposed to lashon hara. Dibor by itself would not be a maisa. We had other riots, the Gemara Baba Kama, the chicken breaking the glass. Again, normally grama, but the zikin is putzer. Here it's chayev. So we see dibor as a maisa. We have the new technology with Yehud Hashem by Bishul Akum. You call it in and press the button. So too, you call it in and you turn on the oven with voice. That would be a problem. And then we said, even if you assume it's not direct, but which we assume it is, but by even though by grumma, if you have a fire and it blows your putzer, but by Shabbos, because of Malachas Machshavas, if your intention is to do an action, and even if you do it through you set up a system where it's going to happen, even though technically it might be a form of grumma, we don't view it as grumma. If you're doing exactly what you want to do, and therefore that's considered yamaisa. So the Efa Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah, that's Lachumra. So everyone says Lachumra. The question as I raised is, what about turning on lights? Alexa, turn on the Shabbos lights for me. Assuming, you know, which we do, Paskin, incandescent lights are okay. Could you do it through Alexa? And also, in Yoni Diyoma, could I use my machine matzah calling Alexa? And, you know, that posture, you know, if we assume it's a mice, it should be okay. And then we moving into the next AI, which would be thought process. So, number one, we saw by the man, we saw a machokes in terms of this in general. Was there cooking going on with the man at all? So, if you need fire, no. Because the question is, why you let it cook in the sun? If it's not the normal way, so then... microwave, I guess, you know, you could argue in the midbar, that was the normal way, that's how you cooked. So, but that's, you know, that's the issue. I guess the way you cook, but I guess if you're assuming you need a fire, so by definition, it couldn't have been fire. But assuming you don't need a fire in the definition of Bishul, and assuming there wasn't any fire let's say it's activated, so we agree. So if it's voice activated, that's how the man came down, Tosu said, Apia Dibor. So we again, that's another raya that Dibor is causing mun to cook, so therefore Yechayev. However, Tosfos writes the Makshav it's mutter. And that's what we see by Truma as well. You can be mafish, it's also to be mafish Truma and Shabbos, because the Tikkun Mana, but you gotta be mafish it by Makshava. So we see Mais is usher, Makshav is mutter. And some Makshavas are usher out Shema Yichtov, like you're being Makdisha. But it's not an issue of Tikkun Mana. And therefore, it really comes down by Ikar Adin that maybe perhaps one could argue AI through thought will be, is technically Meikar Adin, might be mutter, but obviously it's going to be usher out Mina. This is like you have a discussion about electricity. What exactly is the isser? You know, so according to this, it goes both ways. So some say, I think Rav Asher Weiss's shita, since it's so obvious, this is the way it's set up now, this is the normal way, so electricity, I don't need it. That'll be an isser deraisa, no matter, even if. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you know, based on the way electricity works, you're not really violating anything technically, but that's the min. The min in Yisrael is not to use, you have a wide, everyone agrees you don't turn on lights. The question is, why not? Is it out minig? Is it drabanan? Is it daraisa? So same thing, even if Makshava was mutter, meyakredin, I'm sure, you know, that'll change the whole tzura of Shabbos. And even if, and therefore, they're not going to necessarily permit it. And that would be the issues also then. So that if that's the case then, you wouldn't be able to, if we go take it to the natural extreme, you wouldn't be able to bake matzahs through Makshava, and you wouldn't be able to light candles if we have the follow-through. So these are some of the new issues, voice recognition, technology, thought recognition, technology. These are some of the issues I'm going forward. And as halacha, always we take the principles and apply it to the reality. And therefore, whichever new things come up, that's how Judaism deals with all their issues. We go find the principles and we apply them, and then we learn how to act.